Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Murder Mystery. Unfortunately, Lexi cannot be with us right now, but that's okay, since I will be hosting. Today, we will be discussing the Zodiac Killer. The Zodiac Killer is an American serial killer who operated in the Northern California from at least the late 1960s to the early 1970s. Zodiac murdered victims in Vincia, Vallejo, Napa County, and San Francisco between December 1968 and October 1969. Even though Zodiac claimed to have committed 37 murders in letters to the newspapers, investigators agree only on 7 confirmed victims who have survived. They are David Arthur Faraday, 17, and Betty Lou Jensen, 16, shot and killed on December 20th, 1968. On Lake Herman Road, within the city limits of Vincia. But the weird part is, there was only one suspect that was named. His name was Arthur Lee Allen, a local man who was linked through circumstantial evidence, including the fact that he owned a typewriter of the same make that used to write the letters and wore a Zodiac band wristwatch. But he died in 1992. But the Zodiac died in 1968, if my research is correct. It is pretty interesting how David and Betty met. Unfortunately, they met at a youth function and they were visiting each other at school. Their relationship blossomed, but also aroused jealousy in another young boy who liked Betty Lou. The boy confronted David and they argued over the girl. David was determined to continue the relationship and planned to take Betty Lou on her first date. This website says ZodiacKillerFacts.com. Now, you might be thinking, who was the young boy possibly? Who possibly could he be? Well, I'm thinking probably what most of you are thinking. What if it was Zodiac? What if it was Zodiac who was jealous over her and apparently murdered both of them to get some revenge? Now, this website also says, the murders horrified the community, afraid that a mad gunman was on the loose. An investigation led to the young boy who argued with David Faraday over his relationship with Betty Lou. Investigators also learned that the boy had an alibi, so the search for the killer continued as the case faded from the headlines. By the summer of 1969, many observers wondered if the mystery would ever be solved. Yet they had no idea that the nightmare had just begun. The nightmare had just begun. Now, when he said that he committed 37 murders, it's interesting because there's only 7 murders that have been convinced to be actually real. So, I think what he said was the truth. Now, before we get into anything very serious, I just want to let you know that I'm not trying to prove anything here. I'm just giving you information about the killer, and I want you to come up with your own story or what you think about this killer. So, I'm not saying that he did commit 37 murders. I'm just saying that it sounds like he did, because it does say the nightmare had just begun. So, you can come up with your own creative ideas if you'd like. I actually encourage you to. So, let's get more detailed. This website says, on the night of July 4th, 1969, 22-year-old Darlene Farron and her friend, 19-year-old Michelle McGew, sat inside a brown Caviar at Blue Rock Springs Park, located approximately 2 miles northwest of the crime scene on Lake Herman Road. That is very concerning. Shortly after the midnight, Shortly after midnight, another vehicle parked behind the Coviar, and the driver stepped out. Michelle and Darlene intentionally thought the figure approaching the passenger window with a bright light was a police officer, but they were shocked by the sudden burst of the gunfire and the swarm of bullets flying into the car. I would not enjoy seeing this. This does not seem like a great sight. Michelle was shot in the jaw and leapt into the back seat, only to be hit again. Bullets hit Darlene as she sat behind the steering wheel. The gunman started to walk away, but returned when Michelle cried out in pain. The man fired several more shots into the car and walked back to his car and drove away. At 12:40 a.m., the Legio police dispatcher answered a call from a man who claimed he was responsible for the shooting at Blue Rock Springs Park. The dispatcher was surprised when the man claimed he was also responsible for the murders on Lake Herman Road. The possible link between the two shootings was viewed by a subsequent letter from someone who claimed to be the killer. The letter says, "Dear Editor, this is the murder of the seven teenagers lost, or it should say four, the blank teenagers lost last Christmas at Lake Herman, and the girl on the 4th of July near the golf course in Vallaggio to prove I killed them. I shall state some facts which only I and the police know. The man who called himself the Zodiac took center stage in the following media frenzy surrounding the ongoing crime spree. The fact that the murders remained unsolved was accepted as a simple consequence of the harsh realities in this essential and seemingly endless Zodiac mystery." Now, I have a lot of questions about this, but I'm only going to state a few. The first question, why did Zodiac claim to be the killer? Why would he tell the police and an editor at a telephone if he could have just gotten away with it? Second of all, why did he murder those four teenagers? Except the two who he probably just murdered for jealousy. Why did he murder the kids at Blue Rock Road? Now, this is a mystery to me. The final question I have right now is, why did he call himself the Zodiac? Out of all names, you could be called, why the Zodiac? Maybe he was into astrology. I do have one site that says the Zodiac Killer was originally known as just the Killer. He later, after purchasing a Zodiac watch, began using the same name and symbol as his calling card. I don't know if this is true or not. This does make sense, but what if he had an interest in astrology? It is a very odd question, I do know. But, I mean, he wouldn't just call himself the Zodiac for purchasing a watch. I mean, maybe the watch was worth a lot of money? What do you think? Now, this truly is a murder mystery. But, unfortunately, I'm going to have to end this episode here. Since this is my first episode, I want to start off the videos short. Please let me know if you would like another episode of Zodiac Killer. Let me know on our YouTube, Murder Mysteries and Horror Stories. I'll see you next time.